Hi, Misty.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in so early this morning. First time on the radio ever in your life, huh?
Yes.
It's almost as exciting as being a grandma.
Absolutely.
We both have four grandchildren, so we both know what that means in life. Pretty busy days.
Absolutely, always.
So you told me outside of being born in Winter, South Dakota, you're pretty much a Yankton native, huh?
Yep, been here my whole entire life.
And I know you have kids because you have grandkids, and your youngest is going to be a senior at YHS?
Yep, Caden's going to be a senior this year.
And tell them the fun fact you told me, because you're a pretty proud mama about that.
Caden got the National Honor Society of Scholars this year, so pretty proud parent there, that's for sure.
Yeah, let me tell you, I didn't when I was in high school. I was not in the National Honor Society.
I did not either, but he definitely challenged me through the years and showed me that I can be a proud mom of him, that's for sure.
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
So this weekend is the 10th annual Rock and Rumble Motorcycle Rally. I know that you're kind of new to the organization of this, but you're pretty familiar with this event. You've been to it before?
Yes, and this is our 10th annual motorcycle rally here, so that's pretty big, and we're excited for the weather as well. It's going to be pretty warm that day.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be in the 90s. So every year I talk to Tara about this, and now I know there's some new people kind of running the show. There's you, and then a Tony Culp, and probably so new that maybe you only know first names of some of these people that are helping out.
Absolutely, and there's a gal named Dawn as well that's involved in it too. So yes, very new to it.
Well, I know you got a Facebook page. I took a look, and you got a lot of sponsors too, and boy, those are pretty important, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We're super excited about that.
All right. Well, lay out Rock and Rumble. I know it's coming up on Saturday. Let's talk about some of the details. Like, when does it start? What do people need to know about it? Is there food? Is there music?
All right. It's at 3rd and Douglas. It starts at 9:30 for registration. Registration ends at 10:30. Kickstands are up, and that's when the poker run starts. After that, there will be a parade of bikes that goes through Yankton. And then we have the announcement at 6 p.m. for a $1,000 winner. And then we have a 50-50 drawing. We have the silent auction going on as well. From 5 to 8, we will be giving away free items every half hour. There will be two bands, one starting at 5, and then the other one starts at 8. There will be a couple of vendors down there. A taco truck and smoking chips, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about all that I can think of to wrap that up.
And you don't get to go on the poker run because you get to stay back and do a lot of the work, right?
Yeah, sometimes you got to do the work and not have the fun.
So you said there was a $1,000 winner. How can they win that, and what do they have to do to be eligible to win that? What's it for?
It is for the cards on the poker run. When you stop, you make your best card hand to win that $1,000.
All right. Am I right in saying there's a loudest tailpipe contest?
Yes, and the best bike and show as well.
Nice. How many do you expect? I mean, what has it been in the past? Do you have any kind of guesstimate on the numbers this weekend?
I would say at least 120 bikes will be involved. And keep in mind, you don't have to just have a bike. You can take a car through the poker run as well.
All right. Could I bring my scooter on the poker run?
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't know if I'll survive that, but boy, you guys have such a cool logo as well on your Facebook page. I don't know who designed that, but they did a really nice job.
Yes, it is very nice. And hey, one more thing that I would like to add. Don't forget that we are benefiting a local charity for this, and that is the River City Domestic Violence Center.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a good cause behind it as well. And you know, there's, even if you don't ride a motorcycle, when they all come through in that long line, that is so super cool and a little on the loud side, which I think some people really like as well.
Yeah, and the best part about it is everybody loves it from young to old.
Well, thanks for your work on this and sharing the details about it. And you did a great job first time on the radio. I think you probably earned a second time on the radio.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a great rally. And again, you can go to Rock and Rumble. Just use the letter N, Rock and Rumble Yankton. If you want to search Facebook, it'll take you right to their page, and a lot of good information on there. Misty, thanks so much. I hope you have a super weekend.
You too. And I hope to see all of you down there.